Tire Shop, this is Abby.
Hi, Dan, please.
Can I ask who's calling and what about?
Yeah, this is Tina from Local Splash, and we're having trouble processing this month's payment. Is he the only one that handles that, or is there someone
else? No, and he's not currently in today, but I can get you on the line with Donna, who usually handles most of our finances.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that'd be perfect. Thank you so much.
No problem. I'll get you on the line with her.
Mm-hmm.
This is Donna.
Hi, Donna. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, broken, overworked, and underpaid. Are you?
That's the best answer I've heard all day. At least it's Friday, right? That's funny. So I was just calling because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's
payment. Oh, yeah. Somebody decided our card worked for them just as well as us, so
we had to
change it. So my task is trying to find out how do I have everybody in here on card or ACH or this or that. So
Yeah, and it's difficult because you'll forget some of them too. Some of them will fall through the cracks. So
yeah, I've been trying to keep an eye on the bank account, going like, okay, they got their money, so they're fine.
Yeah. But I can update it for you. I have the billing in front of me. Do you have the new card on you now?
I don't have the card. I got the number, so.
Okay. So is it still the same billing address on Southeast Milbank Street? That didn't change, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
well,
that's the same.
The bank, we've been having trouble with the bank. We've redone the card 3 times now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah,
I don't know. Well, the first time somebody snitched it. Second time the bank made a personal debit card.
Okay.
Which
didn't
work.
Instead of a business. Right.
Yeah. So we took it back, got a business card, and they put the wrong address on it. So that wasn't going through.
I see. So should I try it with the other address then, or should I try it with this address?
Well, basically, I don't know what address they got on it. I know what zip code they got on it. So I'm going to assume it's Dan's home address that they've got.
Okay.
Which is not what it should be.
So let's try it with this, and if it doesn't go through, then we'll go to the other zip code. I'm pretty sure
it's 97503 is going to be the zip code.
Okay, let me put that in here. 97503.
Yeah.
503. Okay, and then the card number?
4003.
Okay.
8103.
Got it.
7931.
Uh-huh.
7101.
Okay, and expiration?
326.
Okay, and the code on the back?
388.
Now, do you have the rest of the address that goes with 97503, or you just have the zip code?
I know what the address is. It's 16477 Meadows Road.
Okay, let me try that.
And that's in White City, so.
I'm going to read it back just to make sure I got it. So you said 16477 Meadows Road in White City, correct?
Right.
Okay. And then 97503. Okay, so I'll attempt it with the new address. If it doesn't work, my system will tell me, and then we can go back and put the other address. But I think it's probably going to go through because you said the bank tied it into this one. So.
Yeah, and I got to call the bank. And however, a lot of people got it with the other address now, so.
Yep.
Kind of like.
Yep. It is under that address. I just got the green light for you, so you're absolutely right. But the good news is you're all set here, so thank you for taking care of that, Donna, and have a really nice weekend coming up, too.
You too. Enjoy.
Thank you. All right. I appreciate it. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.